Hello, are you looking for the sick bay? You found it. If you would just please sign your name on that form, I will be right with you. Okay, sorry for the wait. I just had to finish an important call. So tell me, what seems to be the problem? You've got pains. And where exactly is the pain coming from? Is it your head, your neck, your back? You're experiencing pains in your groin. Okay. Could you describe the pain for me? Is it a sharp sting or more of like a dull ache? Okay. Would you say the pain is isolated to either the penis or your testes? Right. Okay. So now I'm going to have to take a look at the area. I need to check for any signs of infection or swelling. There's really no need to be embarrassed. I just have to inspect your testicles. Barely anybody comes around to the sick bay anyways. Just pull your pants down and let me have a look. Otherwise, I cannot treat you properly. Very good. That wasn't so hard. Now just hold still, please. I can't seem to find any lumps or infection, which is good. How long have you had this pain for? Okay, it comes and goes. You know what? I am noticing a slightly blue tinge. Do you masturbate at all? You don't. You're serious? Like not even just a little? Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be shocked, but it's just that most boys your age are already very familiar with masturbation. I'm actually surprised you made it to college without at least, trying your hand at it. Well, I do think that this explains the pain. So you're suffering from epidemial hypertension, commonly known as blue balls. It's just a condition that causes aching in the testicles after having an erection without an orgasm. And if you don't even masturbate occasionally, this must be the worst case of blue balls I've ever come across. I cannot imagine what the pain must be like. Oof. Luckily, there is an easy solution to your problem. All you have to do is masturbate until you achieve an orgasm, and then all that pain will just be drained out of your balls. Oh no, you look worried. Your mother wouldn't approve. She told you that if you play with your penis too much, it'll fall off. Oh, Christ, you can't be serious. I just can't even comprehend how a parent would do that to their son. Okay, so listen to me. You need to take everything your mother told you about masturbation and sex, probably too, and just throw it out the window because she's wrong. There's nothing bad about having sexual thoughts and wanting to act on those thoughts. So, the way I see it, you have a choice to make. You can either masturbate and relieve the pain right now, or you can live the rest of your life with aching balls. Oh, it doesn't matter if you don't know how to do it properly. I can show you. How about I do it for you now, and then you copy my technique when you're at home? Okay. I'll talk you through every step. So, I'll start by lubricating my hands.
This isn't mandatory, but it is recommended. And then I'll start rubbing your penis, encouraging it to get nice and stiff. Shh, sweetie. Don't worry about what your mother would think. She's not here right now. You've got a new mommy who wants to take care of you. She knows the best way to help you is to drain those aching balls. If you don't let your new mommy help you, she's gonna get very cross, and we wouldn't want that. So just relax and let mommy stroke your cock. That's a good boy. Mommy likes it when her boys are obedient. Mommy's just going to wrap her fingers around your adorable little penis and slide her hand slowly up and down. There. It's not scary, is it? What a brave boy you are for letting Mommy touch you like this. I want you to pay attention. Watch how Mommy lets her fist slide smoothly up and down the shaft. All the way from the base to the tip. I can feel your penis getting harder, sweetie. You like it, don't you? Now don't deny it. You like the feeling of Mommy's hand jerking your cock. Such a dirty-minded boy you are. Do you ever catch yourself licking girls? I bet you do. Mommy knows what young boys think like. Your eyes are naturally drawn to certain parts of a lady's body. You like to look at their asses, their tits, and their legs. You love to imagine what they smell and taste like. No matter how hard you try, you can't help but stare. And now when you get home, all those thoughts will be racing through your head. And you won't be able to resist stroking yourself when you think about a cute girl from class. Oh, don't be embarrassed, honey. Everybody does it, even Mommy. Of course. Mommy loves to think about handsome men and how yummy their cocks are. How lucky that there's one right here that I can taste. But first, you need to be polite and ask Mommy to suck your cock, like all good boys should. Yes, dear, Mommy would love to suck this adorable cock. Oh, sweetie. Mommy loves how your cock feels in her mouth. Your cock is hot inside my mouth. You sound like you're almost ready to come. You see, when your penis is rubbed, sucked, and fucked long enough, you'll start to feel all sorts of funny tingles and sensations running through your body. Then, when you simply can't take it anymore, your brain will explode with happiness and your cock will shoot out all that delicious thick cum. And right now, sweetie? I want to taste your cum. But we have to be careful. We can't dirty the place up with your semen, so you'll have to shoot it all into Mommy's mouth. Do you want to come in Mommy's mouth? A good boy always asks for permission to come. I want to hear you say, "Mommy, please let me come." Of course you can come, my sweet baby boy. You can come whenever you like. Shoot your first load deep into Mommy's eager, thirsty throat. Ah. Oh, that was one of the biggest loads I've ever taken. You are such a good boy for Mommy. All right, that should ease the ache for a while. Remember what I taught you, and your pain will go away. And if you ever need help in the future, Mommy will always be here to lend a hand or mouth.